The three stoats had gnawed through the ropes that bound their footpaws together. They sat in the thick woodlands far from the spot where they had met up at the Red Wallers. Vanquished and humiliated, their mood was far from happy. Wiki, the self-appointed leader of the trio, flung the rope scraps viciously into the bushes. He curled his lip scornfully at the other two.
Yous twos were a lot of help. That shrew had me down, took me by surprise, he did. Cligger, why didn't you grab your hatchet and chop him? And you, Burgog, fancy letting an otter verse just spearing off like that, idiots.
Cligger bared his uneven teeth at Wiki, snarling.
Will you listen to him? He just stood there and let the little shrew take the sword out of his paws. I was too far away from me, hatchet. I had four shrew's rapiers at me throat. Ha! I didn't notice you going for him with your sword.
Burgog picked rope strands from his teeth with a filthy claw.
Did you see the size of that hotter? I didn't stand a chance. That spear belonged to me old grandpa. The shaft was strong as an oak, but he busted it like a twig.
Wiki kicked out at him.
Next time you let an otter break your spear, I'll bust you like a twig.
Burgog spat at him but missed.
You and who else, Scringe Nose, just try and put a paw near me.
Wiki stood up and cast about for a stick.
Scringe Nose, is it? Right, I'll show you. Barrel bum, toad belly, plinky paws!
Burgog looked hugely offended.
Oh, did you hear that? He called me Plinky Paws! I'll fetch a coggy lump on your head soon as I finds a good rock.
Cligger rose in disgust.
Why don't you two give your gobs a rest? We won't get our bellies filled by calling each other daft names. I ain't had victuals for 2 days now. Let's search around for roots and things to eat.
Burgog clapped a paw to his nose.
Wow, what's that stink?
Wiki caught a waft of the foul odour and blanched.
Phew! You'd better find a stream and get a bath, you greasy-eared wibble.
Burgog looked quizzically at Wiki.
What's a wibble?